and we are now in the presence of two, whatever you call them, expats, I think. We've got VSB, Van Staden and Boom on the line, who have moved from Aotearoa to Melbourne. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Getting a bit homesick here in the accent, you know, hearing about all the local acts that we don't get to see anymore.
I know, that's the thing, right? I've heard so many people who have moved to Melbourne thinking it's going to be like a mecca, metropolis. I mean, it is a metropolis in a lot of ways, but I mean, I've heard people come back and be like, "That's not New Zealand, though," you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, because I feel like you grow up and you always hear people being like, "Oh, you know, New Zealand punches above its weight in music," and you're like, "Oh, yeah, what? Like, whatever, Dad." Yeah. And then now that we are here, I do think that's true. there's good stuff here, definitely, but I was kind of expecting, with five times the population, five times the incredible stuff, and I don't think it's really.
It's not hoping what you thought it would be.
Yeah. It's nice, though. It's nice. Look, don't deport me.
Now, I've had a few Australian artists on from Melbourne. I think Melbourne, and surprisingly Adelaide, too, is a hotspot of some good stuff. Like bands Twine and... anyway, we're not going to talk about other artists when we have VSB on the program. That's a bit rude. we're talking about your new track, Number One Girl Raver. How does it feel to be the number one girl ravers?
Full of energy, I guess. I don't know where, but definitely not. I think number one girl raver is something we aspire to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the weird thing about VSB is it was a lockdown project initially. Like, we were in Maddie's parents' basement, making this music. So it's very the kind of bedroom rave spirit.
Yeah, definitely.
We have now taken it to the clubs, but I still feel like every time we're making a VSB song, it's like, you're the number one girl raver on the bus. You're the number one girl raver at your desk at work wanting to go home.
Doing dishes, just the mundane banality of life. You're the number one girl raver. We're going to have something to keep you going.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's something that you aspire to, is that correct?
I think so. I think it's got a wide meaning. I don't know. I think we're quite homebodies. I think it's hard producing music, dance music, because you always have to play really late, and it's fun, but I think you can be, you can still have a party when you're cooking dinner or...
Yeah. But I guess it's almost like a, what do you call it when you say the thing to yourself it's like a mantra or something. It's I am the number one girl.
Oh,
raver.
Yeah, manifesting.
You say it to yourself enough and it becomes true.
Manifesting? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's quite funny. I also, another thing about doing electronic music, I mean, I've done one stint as a DJ, and that was literally with a tiny control unit and just a few tracks on record box, and I was just doing tiny things, adjusting the CFX and the bass and the highs and the lows. Yeah. And even then, there were a fair amount of punters where I was DJing. Mm-hmm. So that's another element you got to consider as well. It's I feel like those gigs attract more... people who are on certain substances than other gigs, and that brings a whole new energy, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's quite fun when we've played live. There's definitely different cohorts to the crowd, because some of our songs have quite sweet lyrics, I guess. So there's a little group of people standing in the front who are usually hands clasped together, looking up oh, I love this song. Yeah. And then there's the people who are what the hell is this? And then there'll be the people who are just out of their minds doing gabba dancing.
I like it when it's older people are there and they're like, oh, it reminds me of back in the day. That's my favorite compliment, because it's that we're actually hitting the happy hardcore kind of.
Yeah, it's more than any other musical project I've been in. I've had just total strangers come up and be like, this reminds me of 1998. And the blah, blah, blah that happened in the... I'm like, oh, okay, cool, sweet, thanks.
That's lovely. Fire out. The track is pretty fast. We're talking about energy before. The track sits at around 172 BPM. Is that the fastest song that you've ever made, both of you?
Yeah, all our songs are 170.
This one's a couple more now.
Slightly more.
We're getting pumped it up for this. I think I did a remix of that's old ska song Knock on Wood by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. That was 175 BPM, but that has only ever been played live one time, and it will never happen again. So, I think, yeah, one, it's like, it's pushing it up in the 170s. You get too much faster, and it becomes like, you can't really dance to it. It becomes more of like a thrashing about music.
Yeah.
More of a mosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The track is deadly sweet, very fast, fun, and loud, fusing a lot of genres together, but it's definitely echoing kind of a classic 90s Europop sound with people like, you know, Alice DJ, Better Off Alone, and Aqua. They come to mind when I think of this track. How does that sound resonate in NAMM?
Hmm.
Well, we're about to find out. We haven't played live here, but we are next weekend, and so... interested to see how it goes down.
Mm.
I think as far as I can, I haven't been to any places that have played like trance or hardcore
or like a hyper pop.
Well, yeah, I don't know, it's very like, because there's so many people here, it's like you can put on a show that's like just house music and then you'll fill up your room. So it's like, there might be people doing it over here. We just haven't found them yet. So it'll be exciting. Hopefully we can kind of find out people. We've met, there are some like cool club nights over here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like UK garage stuff, I think.
That is coming to the like kind of forefront at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, which is, it's so hot right now.
I welcome it, to be honest. But
it's good. I'm not complaining. I'm just not making it. So.
There's a repeating line on the track which goes, even though you're so far away, feel your love like yesterday, which is really beautiful, especially how it's kind of chipmunked with the pitch-shifted vocals. How far through the song's creation did y'all realize you maybe wanted to make something a little bit wistful?
Mm. You wrote the lyrics. Manny?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did write the lyrics, yeah. I mean, that was kind of the start of the track.
Oh,
to
really?
Me.
That was the inception, yeah. Point was those beautiful lyrics.
Yeah, so, so that, like, that kind of, like, melody line, those lyrics, was the, like, the start of the song, and then putting that together, I was like, oh, we need something hard to go with this, to kind of like juxtapose like that. I don't know, for me that's one of my favorite things about those 90s tracks, is that they'll have like very sweet, very poppy bit, and then it'll just like the whole beat will switch up and it'll just be something like repeated chanty kind of thing.
And like chainsaws.
And chainsaws. Yeah, there's a lot of there's more chainsaw samples in the track than you might expect.
There's tons, which is really beautiful to see, because sometimes on the breakfast show I like to play silly sound effects, and a chainsaw is one of them. So I was like, game tease game.
Hell yeah.
The video for this track, I think, really, really brings it out in a whole new way as well. I mean, it's essentially a very highly, you know, kind of polygonal PS1 type racing game, which was animated by Simon Ward, who's been on a huge run this year in terms of creating exceptional videos. He used Blender to make the video. Are you all a fan of those like classic racing games from the early 2000s, late 90s?
Yeah, I think that was the major inspiration for the music video.
Yeah, we bought a, just before we left New Zealand, we bought a PlayStation 2.
Nice.
Yeah, to kind of like, you know, get back to the roots, you know.
Yeah,
you know. And so we were playing quite a lot of Crash Team Racing, and that was, yeah, that was definitely one of the references we talked to Simon about. I mean, the music video basically came about because Zach from Sun Return, which is the record label that this was released under, put a typo in the like funding application.
Yeah,
so
it's
our number one girl racer.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what? Hell yeah.
The energies complement each other so well that, you know.
I feel like once you're the number one girl, you can basically do whatever you want.
Basically, yeah, that's, yeah, totally, totally. You know, we were talking before about BPMs and fast music that gets too fast. Are you all familiar with donk music?
Maddie, have you listened to much donk?
I have not.
I'm gonna show Maddie the put a, you must have watched the put a donk on it video.
No, I haven't seen the put a donk on it. Was that Donk Dubbo?
That was this was many years pre. This was like a viral amongst like electronic music weirdos in like the early 2010s. It was like some UK rap guys being like, put a donk on it, and then adding like 50 different donks to the track. It was very good. Right. Not to like talk about internet videos on the radio, which is not that fun, but donks are always fun. Yeah. Donk Dobbo is a living legend, I think.
Really? For real, they are. I mean, it's insane. The remixes of Op Shop and Gutter Black and there was an actual Dave Dobbin song that he did as well. It's incredible. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And that sound is actually... I mean, D&B has been pretty popular here in Otipoti amongst the students for quite some time. But I have a feeling that Donk will be the next champion. I'm praying on it.
Well, I mean, it's all like, it's deeply connected, isn't it? And I feel like that a donk, you can basically put a donk on anything and it'll elevate it a little bit.
It's a good time. Donk music, very, very fun. Gets the blood pumping. And it might be slightly faster than your song. I don't know. I feel like when I listen to Donk, I get put in a certain trance that no other music can really compete mm-hmm. with, you know?
We might have to branch out into some Donk, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you all will be exceptional Donk producers.
Oh, thank you. I think I have an old, like, Donk. There used to be a music production plugin called Donk Machine that just made donks. It was like exclusive, and it had like 500 donks, and then you could tweak the donks.
That's so good. I love how it harkens back to, and actually your music did this too with Number One Girl Raver. There's a certain kind of Russian, like hardcore kind of sound? That like there's a certain like late 90s kind of Russian intense electronic music sound that I think Donk and your new track really sit comfortably in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole kind of like, yeah, that like Euro kind of gabber. It's like hardcore kind of like gives you a headache but you're really happy about it type thing.
We
made a music video for a track of our EP that was all like gabba hardcore Euro dancing with our friend Oscar, who's deeply into that stuff, and dresses all in black and has a shaved head, so it very much looks the part.
that's impeccable. That's mm-hmm. very Euro trash. We'd love to see it.
Yeah,
we'd love to see it. I really want to thank you both for coming on and giving me some of your time this morning. I do want to know though, it's been 3 years since you all have graced us with tunes, with this new track being of course the one to break the mold on that. Does this signal that there might be an EP or album on the way coming from VSB?
We definitely need to get onto it. We have so many other music projects, it's very hard to focus sometimes, but we definitely want to release another, at least an EP at some point. We've got a lot of tracks in the junk drawer, we just haven't.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff percolating, and it's just like a matter of kind of getting it together and getting it over the line. Yeah, like shout out Zach from Sun Return who like basically made us do it with this song. I think we'll get there next year sometime.
Yeah,
from Maddie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mean. I'm very much looking forward to hearing more tunes from both of you. Very excited indeed.
Hell yeah. And we'll try and get some donk in there for you.
Yes, please do. That'd be so good. That'd be so good. All right. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers. Alright folks, that was Vin Studden and Boom, aka VSB, chatting about their new single, Number One Girl Raver, which we are going to play for you right now. You can find it all over the interwebs. Here we go!
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.